Okay, next important word, anticipate. Anticipate is a transitive verb. It means look forward to, expect. Do you know how to use it? And can you tell the difference between the two words, anticipate and expect? Anticipate, 首先它表示预料某事可能会发生并在行动上做好适当的准备，即预料到。For example, our attack failed because the enemy anticipated. Our attack failed because the enemy anticipated. 我们的进攻失败了，因为敌人预料到了这次进攻。Secondly, in tennis, 期待、指望、预料。For example, we anticipated the enemy would try to cross the river, so we decided to destroy the bridge. We anticipated that the enemy would try to cross the river, so we decided to destroy the bridge. 我们预料敌人呢可能试图会越过这条河，所以我们决定把这条桥梁炸毁。而 expect 表示期待或希望某事发生，即期待、预料、期望，而不能表示预料到这个含义。因此只有在期待、指望的意义下， anticipate 可与 expect 互换。 For example, I'm not expecting my trouble, I'm not expecting any trouble, or I'm not expecting any trouble. 我并不是在期待任何的麻烦。请同学们注意对比。We are anticipating a lot of crowd of people at tonight's meeting. 我们期望会有一大帮人出席今晚的晚会。那么这时候可与 expect 互换。We are expecting a lot of crowd of people at tonight's meeting. Now translate the sentence. 他是一个把事情的结果想得很糟糕的人。He's a man.Who's always anticipating trouble. He's a man who is always anticipating trouble. 所以 anticipate 更注重强调的内容，以高兴或恐惧的心情期待所想之事或预料之事的发生。同学们正等待着假期的来临。 The students are anticipating the wonderful vacation. The students are anticipating the wonderful vacation.Okay, so much for vocabulary. Please read after me the following words once more. Influence, pride, taste, exert, settle, advertiser, classify, magic, sample, device, capture, manufacturer, wheelbarrow, boot, ingredient, cream, anticipate. Let's study the first sentence.No one can avoid being influenced by advertisements. So we know, advertisements exert subtle influence on everybody. 大家知道，没有人能够避免受广告的影响。言外之意，广告总是对人有一种潜移默化的影响力。So advertisements always exert influence on everybody. 注意这个句式结构。No one.不要否定 avoid 本身也是一个否定概念，所以我们称之为双重之否定。每一个人都不可避免的受到广告的影响。 Now please translate a sentence imitating the key structure. 每个同学都会受到老师的影响。 No students can avoid being influenced by their teachers. Avoid要和动名词形式搭配，那么在这里它表示受到影响，所以采用动名词的被动语态 avoid being influenced. Much as we may pride ourselves on our good taste, we are no longer free to choose the things we want. Do you find it difficult for you to understand? Much as we may pride ourselves on our good taste, that is to say, alsowe may pride ourselves on our good taste very much. 所以这个句子的结构是我们本课的重头句型结构。 让步状语从句，让步状语从句所以常用的引导词 though, although, 而我们今天所学习的表达方式 as, 在运用 as 引导让步状语从句的时候，句子要采用倒装形式。所谓倒装，也就是形容词、副词、名词、动词要用在 as 之前，这是非常正式的书面表达方式。Now let's learn the case structures one by one. 首先我们来学习形容词加 as 加主语加谓语的这种句型结构。他虽然有钱，但他并不幸福。Rich as he is, he is not happy. 即使我累了，我还是设法去帮助他们。Tired as I was, I tried to help them. 注意形容词出现在 as 之前。第二个句型结构，副词特别是 much as 和从句进行搭配。我虽然喜欢你，可是我不会跟你结婚的。 Much as I like you, I will not marry you. 虽然我不愿意这么做，但是我今晚必须待在家里学习英语。 Much as I hate to do itI must stay home and study English. 第三个句型结构，动词加 as 加主语加助动词，注意助动词不要忘记。即使他们很努力，但也不会成功。Try as they may, they will never succeed. 不管我父母怎样反对，我都决定要这样做。Object as my parents may, I decide to do it. Object as my parents may, I decide to do it. So much as we may pride ourselves on good taste, 是采用的第二个结构形式 much as 和从句进行搭配。Although we may pride ourselves on good taste very much, 所以虽然我们对自己的鉴赏力非常的感到骄傲，虽然我们可以自夸自己鉴赏力如何的敏锐， We are no longer free to choose the things we want， 但是我们已经无法独立自主的选择自己所需要的东西了。 No longer free to choose the things we want or no longer free to choose what we want。那么这是对第一句话这个 topic 的支持句，进一步表明 advertisements exert influence on us。 为了突出这一点，作者采用了 for 所引导的原因状语从句对前句进一步补充。 For advertising exerts a subtle influence on us。 那么这一句结构等于突出了本段的第一句话，No one can avoid being influenced by advertisements. 同学们发现，采用不同的句子结构形式，不同的词汇，表达同一语义。Now please read with me. No one can avoid being influenced by advertisements. Advertising exerts a subtle influence on us.In their efforts to persuade us to buy this or that product, advertisers have made a close study of human nature and have classified our little weaknesses. In their efforts to, 注意 effort, 努力，竭尽全力，这个名词的用法是相当关键的。它表示需要花费体力或脑力的事情为不可数名词。那么中文的意思要根据上下文而定。For example, It took a lot of effort to lift the box. It took a lot of effort to lift the box. 抬起这只箱子需要费很大的劲儿。A great deal of effort has gone into this exhibition.A great deal of effort has gone into this exhibition. 为举办这次展览呢，已经投入了很大的精力。Do you understand me? 第二 ，effort 表示努力、竭尽全力，它是一可数名词。固定搭配常见的短语 ：make every effort， make an effort， 竭尽全力。For example， we are making every effort to study English. We are making every effort to study English. 也常用于介词短语 ，in one's effort to do。为了干好某事，在干好某事的努力过程当中 ，in one's effort to do something. So, in their efforts to persuade us to buy this or that product. 所以，在做广告的人力劝我们买下这种产品或那种产品的时候。Now, please translate my sentence. 公司为了节省开支。正在廉价出售其中的几幢楼房。The company is selling off some of its buildings in an effort to save money. The company is selling off some of its buildings in their efforts to save money. Do you know how to use it? Now translate sentence.为了把英语学好，他们每天花了大量的时间。In their efforts to learn English well, they spend a lot of time. Advertisers have made a close study of human nature. Make a close study, make a careful study. 那么他表示，对人们做了仔细的研究。他们对于人性做出了系统的研究。And have classified our little weaknesses, 并把人的弱点进行了分类。We should say, advertisers make every effort in order to sell their product. You know, the first paragraph is really wonderful. You'd better keep it in your mind. 第一自然段，同学们一定要牢记熟背在心中。Now let's get on to the second paragraph. Advertisers discovered years ago that all of us love to get something for nothing. 可以说一二两自然段衔接的非常的紧密。在第一自然段句尾，我们提到了广告商们对于人性的弱点进行了仔细的研究。那么第二自然段的段首马上提到了人性最大的弱点。So, what is the great weakness? That is, we would like to get something for nothing. 那么人类最大的弱点是什么呢？也就是大家都喜欢免费得到东西。